我是在2014年底从休斯顿的教会退休。
I retired from Houston Chinese Church by the end of 2014.
在这一年前，我就在思考和祷告，在教会最后一年的讲台，我有哪些我认为重要的信息，我想传递给弟兄姐妹们的。
I had started pondering upon about a year before that what are the important messages I'd love to share with the church.
最后我就决定选择了耶稣的主导文和使徒信经。
So I've decided to share the Apostles' Creed and the main prayer, the Lord's Prayer with the church.
作为退休前最后的讲道系列。
That was my last series for my retirement.
在2014年，有两个不同的主日。
There were two different church Sundays in 2014.
就有两篇是有关教会真理的信息。
Two sermons were on the truth of the church.
在我心中的一个愿望。
One hope that I had
也是对弟兄姐妹的一个期望
was also my expectation for all
就是对教会有一个更加清楚的认识
is for us to have a clearer picture for the church
因此我想趁着磐石教会成立庆祝成立十周年的节日
so that I think today is the right timing
我也想和大家一起的来思考来学习什么是教会
I'd like to explore and study together with you all on what is a church.
Minnesota 的州长在很多年前这样子说过一句话。
A former governor from Minnesota, Governor Ventura, said many years ago.
他说哦，教会有谁需要他？有组织的宗教是弱者的拐杖。
A church, who needs it?And organized religion is a sham and a crutch for the weak-minded.
虽然事后他为了这句话道歉。
Later on, he did apologize for what he had said.
但我想大概有不少的人也会有同感，是吗？
But I believe a lot of people might have agreed with him.
有人会觉得宗教，包括教会，就是给那些懦弱人的一个拐杖。
Some people may think,church could be a crutch for the weak-minded people.
让他们在精神上有一个寄托。
So that they can something to go to, spiritually.
在有一些的国家里。
In some countries.
政府是看教会，特别是发展快的、发展大的教会。
The government sees some of the churches, especially when they are fast developing.
是对他主权的威胁。
Could be a threat to its sovereignty.
因此，尽量的要在那里控制。
Therefore, wanting more control.
当然，我们生活在美国这个社会里，我们经常听见的是要将政治和宗教要完全的分开。
Here is in the States, we often hear the term secularism, meaning separating church from the state.
那对你个人来说，教会又是什么呢？
To you, what does the church mean to you?
有人说教会就是一个教堂。
Some people may say a church could be a church chapel building.
是一个很神圣的地方。
A holy place.
每次来到这里，心里面感觉到平静和感觉到落实。
Every time they come here, they see peace and dust settling.
也有人看教会是一个聚会、聚集、见朋友的地方。
Some people see church a place where they meet friends again.
在这里，某些个人的需要能够得到满足。
Where some of their personal needs are satisfied.
对一些孩童来说
，For some children，
特别是在华人教会里
，Especially for some Chinese church，
教会跟学中文是分不开的。
Church is a place people learn take Chinese lessons.
也有人认为教会是一个大的家庭。
Some people regard the church as a big family.
互相关怀和服侍的地方。
Loving each other and serving each other.
而不一定被建筑物所限制。
It may not be limited to the chapel building itself.
当然我也相信有很多人会说教会是一群假冒为善的人聚集的地方。
You could imagine some other people may also say that the church is a place for a lot of hypocrites meet.
我们个人对教会都有自己的看法。
We all have different interpretation for that.
我也知道有许多的书在告诉我们教会的特点。
A lot of books also commented on the characteristics of the church.
特别是在过去的十几二十年当中，有很多的书在那里提醒我们。
Especially during the past decades, a lot of books reminds us of that.
特别一些关于什么是叫做健康的教会。
Such as what are considered to be healthy churches.
这些书都是很好的。
These are all good topics.
给我们有许多的提醒。
Lots of reminders.
但是在一天结束的时候 ，at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
当书看完了之后
，when we finish the book.
我们还是要回到圣经。
We come back to the Bible.
来看神是如何看待他在地上的教会。
We want to understand how God's view on the church.
那今天我们会一起从希伯来书的一段经文来探索一下教会的本质。
So today we want to start from the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews.
来看教会的本质。
Come and see the nature of the church.
什么是教会？
So what are the churches?
为什么我们需要它？
Why do we need them?
我想我们可以一起的，我们来念这三节的经文好吗？我们就可以一起的来读。
The Hebrews, three verses from Hebrews book 12, chapter 12.
好，让我们一起读。你们却是来到锡安山和永和的神的城，就是天上的耶路撒冷，在那里有千万的天使聚集，有名字登记在天上众长子的教会，有审判众人的神，有被成全的义人的灵魂，有新约的中保耶稣，还有他所洒的血。这血所传的信息比亚伯的血更美的。在这段经文里面，我们特别注意到这里的那几个有这个字。好。
So this is the Hebrews. Chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. And we pay attention to some keywords such as there are some of them.
好，那然后在这里首先谈一下这本希伯来书的背景。
So here's some background for the book of Hebrews.
很简单的说，希伯来书是有关第一世纪信徒的状况。
Hebrews was about the status quo of the Christians in the first century.
在希伯来书的十二章一开始有这些的话，你们却是来到锡安山和永和神的城，就是天上的耶路撒冷，在那里有千万的天使聚集。然后在二十三节，有审判众人的神，有被成全的义人的灵魂，有名字登记在天上众长子的教会。这两节的经文是讲到信徒聚集在一起的情况。
So the verse 22 and 23 are talking about the describing a scene that where disciples gather.
是讲到这些基督徒聚在一起。
When disciples gather.
这就是来到这个来到教会这一个的群体里面。
When disciples and the Christian gather, they come to church.
然后在这几节的经文里面来帮助我们认识教会的有几个的特别的地方。
So these three verses help us understand, what churches are.
首先在二十二节。
First of all, in verse 22,
你们却是来到锡安山和永活神的城，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God.
在旧约里，大卫使锡安山成为他国度的宗教中心。
So King David in the Old Testament made Mount Zion the religious center of his kingdom.
他的儿子所罗门在那里建造了圣殿。
His son Solomon built the temple afterwards.
所以使到锡安山、耶路撒冷和神的城成为共通的字句。
Hence, making Mount Zion, Jerusalem, synonyms with the city of God.
希伯来书的作者称教会为天上的耶路撒冷。
So the author of the Hebrews, comment, church is the
Heavenly Jerusalem,
Heavenly Jerusalem,
也是永生神的城市
the city of the living God,
是神居住的地方
it's a God's dwelling place.
在二十三节也有这一句话
This is also mentioned in verse 23.
有审判众人的神
It's a judging God.
在这里我们能够找到神
At church, we can find God.
是神居住的一个地方。
We can find a dwelling place.
保罗在提摩太前书的第三章十五节也提醒我们，教会是神的家。
So Paul also reminds us in the 1 Timothy 3:15 that this is the household of God.
所以我们要想一下。
So just imagine.
每当我们聚集在一起的时候。
Whenever we come together,
当我们来到这一个地方
when we have come into the presence,
或者来到另外的一个地方
we go to the other place,
和基督徒在一起
we stay together with the other Christians,
我们是来到永生神的同在里面
we are entering the presence of the living God,
我们在这里有一个很神圣的约会
we are here for a divine appointment,
就是与神的相遇
we meet God here.
然后继续在二十二节这里又有这样的说在那里有千万的天使聚集
So in verse 22 we have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly
在诗篇第六十八篇的十七节
Also in Psalm 68 verse 17
讲到神的车马千千万万，主从西乃山来到他的圣所中。
The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands.
所以当摩西从神的手里领受了那律法的时候
，So when Moses got the Ten Commandments from God,
有千千万万神的使者围绕着他。
There are tens of thousands of angels surrounding him.
但希伯来书的作者也在这里告诉我们
But author of Hebrews also tells us here,
当我们来到教会的时候
Whenever we come to the church,
我们也来到神的使者天使的当中
We come here to meet the angels
希伯来书第一章告诉我们说
So the first chapter of Hebrews is telling us
天使不都是服役的灵奉差遣为那些要承受救恩的人效劳吗
That angels are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit the salvation
所以是不是每一次我们来到教会聚会的时候
So whenever we come and convene at the church
我们是不是需要记得神的使者也在我们的当中
We need to remember that the angels are sent by God They are also with us here
在我们的当中在服侍我们在那里帮助我们
They are serving us and administering us
然后继续的往下看然后也是在二十三节这里有审判众人的神然后下面说有名字登记在天上众长子的教会
So verse 23 You have come to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven
众长子是指说那一些与神有关系的人
Firstborn refers to those who have entered into a new relationship with God
我们都是神家庭的一份子
We are part of the family of God
因为我们对神有信心
Our faith in God
因为我们相信他
Because we believe in him
所以我们就被神放在一起了
So we are put together by God
放在一个的家里面
We belong to one household
曾经收到一个从国内来的一个信徒的短信 那时候他们已经离开了美国回到中国。
I've received a short message from Chinese believers who have returned back to China.
他说当我在你们教会的时候我的受到了很大的影响。
When I was at your church, I was deeply influenced.
他说这一个家庭太好了。
This is a wonderful big family.
我也要加入。
I really do want to join.
然后在2014年的中西部的退休会。
Then at the 2014 at the church retreat in the Midwest.
有一位女士说，我看见你们有这么多的喜乐，我也要相信。
A sister came to me, and said, I observe that you have so much joy and fun, and I want to be part of it as well.
是一个属于神的人相聚的地方。
So church is the place where the believers gather.
是一个有喜乐、有平安的一个地方。
We can joy and peace can be found here.
我想我们大家都能够体会，是不是？
I think we can all feel it.
当在这一个教会久不久，有些离开了我们的弟兄姐妹，他们回来来看探望我们啊，大家非常的高兴。
So we're so happy to see some people return to us today.
然后接说下来，在23节，他说还有什么有被成全的义人的灵魂。
And then in verse 23, to the spirits of the righteous man made perfect.
这里是指着那些已经死的，现在在天上的信徒。
This refers to the believers who have died and are in heaven.
这里是指着我们今天活在这里的人与那些已经死的圣徒有一个共同的联系。
It means that we share a common bond with those saints who have died.
在我们的前面或者在我们的过去啊，上面有一个很优秀的一个传统。
There are some great traditions.
是我们跟这个传统连在一起的。
And here's the bond that we have with the tradition.
这一个传统包括了亚伯拉罕，包括了摩西，包括了大卫。
So the tradition includes Abraham, Moses, David.
这个传统也包括了加尔文、路德。
Also includes Calvin, Luther.
也包括了我们所熟悉的王明道、宋尚杰等等。
Including 王明道、John Song, and many other people.
他们都是在我们之前离开了这个世界回到天父那里的人。
They're all the righteous men, already in heaven.
你看每当我们聚在一起的时候，
whenever you see when we get together,
不是单单我在这里你在这里，
we're not here just because we are here.
也被提醒我们是那一个很优厚的一个传统的一份子。
we're reminded that we are part of the tradition.
今天的我们，今天的这个教会，
So the church, as of today,
是跟过去是没有办法分离的。
Cannot be separated from its past.
在过往的21个世纪，
In the past 21 centuries,
甚至今日，
including today,
教会的确有许多的软弱，有许多的失败。
Churches have a weakness and a failure.
但是神仍然使用这些不完全的器皿。
Yet, God still utilizes these broken utensils.
使无数的人不分男女老少、皮肤颜色来归向他。
To bring thousands upon thousands of people to Him.
我们也继续的承受这一个优秀的传统。
And we will continue the inheritance of the glorious tradition.
在二十四节又告诉我们，这里在教会有什么？有新月的中保耶稣。
So in verse 24, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
是耶稣基督将我们带到神的面前。
So Jesus is the one who brings us to God.
使我们能够与神和好。
He reconciled us to God.
使我们能够与神中间有一个和睦。
Making peace between the two.
所以每当我们来到这教会的时候，
Whenever we come to this church,
我们也是来到耶稣基督和我们的救主的面前。
We come into the presence of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and the Savior.
在二十四节又这样的说。
In verse 24,
还有他所洒的血，这血所传的信息比亚伯的血所传的更美。
To the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
从创世纪我们知道亚当夏娃的长子该隐杀了弟弟亚伯。
In Genesis, we learn that Adam and Eve's older son Cain killed his brother Abel.
所以神对该隐说，你弟弟的血从地里在呼叫。
So Abel's blood shouted out from the ground at the sin and the judgment.
是一个什么样的呼叫呢？
So what kind of shout?
是一个罪和审判的一个呼叫。
So it's a call for sin and the judgment.
但是基督所洒的血，
But the sprinkled blood is
that of Christ. 耶稣所洒的血所带来的是罪的饶恕。
So Christ's blood brings forth forgiveness.
所以这里说耶稣的这个血指的信息比亚伯的血所的信息是更加的美，一个是审判的信息，一个是饶恕的信息。
So the blood of Christ bears the meaning of forgiveness and the judgment.
所以每当我们来到这里的时候，
So whenever we come here,
我们都要纪念到我们的罪被赦免了。
We remember that our sins are being forgiven.
我们不需要为了过去的罪继续的感觉到内疚。
So we are no longer haunted by the past sins.
因为神已经赦免了我们。
For God has already forgiven us.
我们也要记住神的饶恕。
So we remember God's forgiveness.
我们同时也要记得饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
And therefore we forgive those who have sinned against us accordingly.
所以我们每一次聚集的时候，
Whenever we gather,
我们都要为了神给我们的饶恕在那里感恩。
We are grateful for the forgiveness that God has given us.
但是另外一方面也不要忘记去饶恕我们身边的人。
So on the other hand, we also want to forgive people around us.
然后在这里我们所来到的神的家的另外最后的一个特点，
So the last characteristics of coming to God's household
是在提摩太前书的第三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15，
这家就是永活神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So the household is built on the truth. It's the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
教会不单是神的居所。
So the church is more than God's dwelling place.
不单是天跟地相遇的地方。
So a place where heaven and earth meet.
也是神的永恒的真理被宣告、被教导、被保护的地方。
So it is also a place where God's eternal truth is to be proclaimed, taught, and protected.
所以在这和其他的教会，神话语的教导和宣告总是我们首要的责任。
So this is the reason why preaching and teaching God's word is so important in this and other churches.
这就是教会。
This is what the church is.
我们不是单单来到一个社交的活动。
We're not just come to a social function.
我们也不是在这里就等候别人来服侍我们，让别人使到我们开心。
And we are not here to be entertained by others.
反而每一次来到教会，
Instead, whenever we come here,
我们就要记得教会是永生神的家。
We are reminded that the church is the household of the living God.
是真理的柱石和基础。
The pillar and the foundation of the truth.
我们是来到神的居所。
We have come to God's dwelling place.
在这里有真理。
Where we find the truth.
有天使和也有众信徒。
Angels and other Christian followers.
也来到饶恕我们的主耶稣基督的面前。
And we come to the forgiving God.
故此当我们心不在疑地来到教会，
When we come half-hearted to the church.
或者从教会的生活退缩出来的时候，
Or we withdraw from church life.
我们属灵的生命也开始萎缩了。
Our spirit has diminished.
如果我们退缩或者萎缩，
If we withdraw or diminish.
这教会也会受到了亏损。
The church would suffer.
所以大家在这一段的经文里面，
So here in this verse,
希伯来书的作者对教会有一个很高的一个观点。
So the writer of the Hebrew has this high point of view of the church.
所以他在希伯来书的第十章二十五节说，
So in chapter 10 verse 25,
我们不可放弃聚会。
Let us not give up a meeting together.
教会是一个极高荣耀的一个群体。
The church is a glorious institution.
因此在信徒的生命里，教会必须要占有那一个首要的位置。
Therefore, the church must be the priority in a believer's life.
然后当我们来到这样的一个聚会的地方的时候，来到这个教会的时候，
So now when we come into this glorious place,
那对我们有什么益处呢？
What are the significance for us? What are the benefits?
对不起啊，那对我们的益处是什么呢？
Yeah.
教会能够滋润我们的心灵。
So, church will nourish us, nourish the spirit.
怎么样在滋润我们的心灵呢？
How can church do this to us?
就是包括第一是敬拜和听神的话。
So firstly, worship and hearing God's word.
我记得在休斯顿的时候有一次有个弟兄在跟我分享。
Back in Houston, a brother shared with me.
他说有一次他要出门。那所以在家有大概有一两个礼拜有一两个礼拜天不在家。
So he will be away from home for about 2 weeks.
他父亲就在礼拜天的早上走一个小时的路来到教会。
His dad would walk to church for about 1 hour.
他要来敬拜，要来听神的话。
He came to church to worship and listen to God's words on foot.
当我听到了之后，我一方面觉得非常的内疚。
So when I heard this, I felt
Like guilty.
Guilty, yeah.
因为我们没有立刻的知道他的需要然后让人去接他来教会，反而要让他在炎热的夏天要走一个小时的路来到教会。
Because we didn't help him in time, that caused him having to walk for 1 hour.
另一方面，我心中也受到很大的感动。
On the other hand, I also felt encouraged.
因为他有一个迫切的心要来教会敬拜神。
For his eagerness for God's word.
因为有时候我们礼拜天，特别在这里是下午的聚会。
Because sometimes here in this church, we gather in the afternoons.
然后有时候总是感觉到被，有时候是拖拖拉拉的来到这里的感受啊。
Yeah, we sometimes we're not here. We cannot show up here on time.
心中有点的不愿意。
We are reluctant to come.
但是当我们来到这里的时候，
But when we do,
透过了诗歌，
through the hymns,
透过了信息，
through the messages,
然后身边的弟兄姐妹，
message and sermons and the brothers and sisters around us,
都能够将我们的心灵提升到神的面前，
our spirit can be elevated,
让神的话语可以喂养我们的灵魂，
so God's words can nourish us and feed upon us,
使我们属灵的生命能够健康的成长，
so we can grow spiritually in a healthy way.
然后另外的一个滋润我们的是领受圣餐。
So the second is the Holy Communion.
我们一个月有一次的圣餐。
The Holy Communion is done once a month.
透过这个饼和这个杯。
Through the bread and the cup.
我们纪念耶稣的复活和他的再来。
We remember Christ's love, death, and his second coming.
不错，这是一个很重要的纪念。
This is an important event.
但是圣灵也透过这个饼和杯来滋润我们的心灵。
But the Holy Spirit also works through the elements to refresh and nourish us.
来触摸我们的心。
Touching our hearts.
将我们更亲近地带到神的面前。
And drawing us closer to him.
另外一个是生命的方向。
So the third benefit is the vision in life.
我相信每当我们来教会的时候，
I believe when we come to church,
我们都被提醒属灵事情的重要性。
we are reminded of the importance of a spiritual thing.
那看不见的世界和看得的世界是一样的真实，一样的重要。
So the invisible world is just as important as the visible one.
我们也学习到生命属灵的层面。
We learn about the spiritual dimension of life.
我们会被神的话语和弟兄姐妹的生命在那里向我们挑战。
We are challenged to look beyond how much we can achieve and accomplish.
当我们看见一些的弟兄姐妹在两个礼拜之内要开多少千里啊，在美国中西部的各大学里面向人传福音，这些都能够激励我们的事。
We see some brothers, sisters, they drive thousands of miles to spread the gospel in the Middle West.
我们也看见一些年轻的人如何的做了决定要往远方去做宣教士。
And we've also witnessed that some young people, they want to travel afar to be the minister to the people there.
我们会受到感动，我们会问自己。
So we're touched and we will ask ourselves.
我在生命里我所追求的是什么？
What is my purpose?
什么是重要的？
What is important to me?
在这一个群体的里面，
So in this gathering, in
我们一起在追求生命的意义。
We're in the pursuit of the significance of life.
一起的学习爱神爱人。
We love to love God and love people.
一起的学习如何将福音传给我们四周的人。
We learn how to share the gospel with the people around us.
这一些的益处，
These are the benefits.
可能不是我们想要的。
May not be what we want.
但是确实我们所需要的。
But they certainly are what we need.
我相信我们很多人在教会的聚会已经有了一段的时间了。
Some of us may have been here for a while.
然后你都习惯了，礼拜天下午就两点钟就来到这里。
You're accustomed to the routine to coming here every Sunday afternoon.
但是你有没有想过
？But have you ever thought？
如果我们将敬拜、将听到、将圣餐、将生命的方向。从生命里面把它拿去的话，会是怎么样的
？But can you imagine taking worship, God's word, communion, and vision out of our lives? What your life will be?
所以希伯来书的作者在那里劝信徒们不要放弃聚会。
So the author of the Hebrews are persuading people not to give up gathering.
因为这会伤害我们属灵的健康。
Because it's to be harmful to our spiritual health.
然后我们最后的来看对教会的责任。
The lastly, on the responsibility to the church.
我记得多年前参加儿子幼稚园的第一次家长会议。
I once attended the kindergarten's orientation meeting many years ago.
很多家长都在发问。
A lot of parents asked the principal.
然后30分钟之后
30 minutes later,
校长说
the principal went
从你们的问题里我听见了许多你们对学校的期望。
The principal said, you have asked many questions, and through the questions, you have expressed to us some of your expectation of the school.
那他说我现在也要和你们分享一下学校对家长的期望，你们的责任。
Now, I want to share with you what we expect of parents.
教会是否也是如此？
Oh, this is neat. I think it's the same way to the church.
我们个人对教会都有期望的，是不是？
We all have expectation for church as
individuals. 如果过去一两个晚上也提到教会有多少个人，就会有多少个不同的期望。
So, we have all different kind of expectations according to who you are.
No, okay. 所以我们有时候做牧师的说，我情愿我教会少一点人。
Let's do this again. So the more the believers come to our church, the more different expectations we may have. So sometimes as a pastor, I expect we don't have so many people. We have fewer people coming to the church.
几百个人就有几百个声音。
We may have hundreds of voices if we have hundreds of people.
几十个人几十个声音。
If we have a handful of people, we may have a handful of voices.
所以有时候也难怪有些教会的牧师说，我只要有十五、二十个人就行了。
So sometimes the pastors from some other churches may say, I only want 15 or 20-ish people.
而且里面一半人都是我的家人。
And then half of them could be my family members.
我们都需要，都希望教会能够满足我们的期望，是不是
？We all expect the church can meet our needs.
但是，身为这一个荣耀崇高的团体的一部分
，But for being part of the glorious institution,
那我们有什么责任呢
？What are our responsibilities？
在这里，我想引用一个以前惠登书院的院牧啊 ，Kent Hughes 他写的一本书，他讲到一个男人该有的一些纪律。
So here's a book by Kent Hughes. He wrote a book talking about the discipline of a man.
好，首先提到的是要有一个固定敬拜的一个纪律。
So in the book, the first principle is the principle.The discipline of regular attendance.
我们要学习将星期天的敬拜看为生命里的优先次序。
We need to learn to make a Sunday worship attendance a priority of our life.
因为透过聆听神的话，我们才能够知道如何过敬虔的生活。
Through regular worship and the intake of God's word, we will receive a balanced diet for our soul.
我们也要帮助我们的孩子建立这一个纪律。
Then we need to also help our children to build this discipline.
不要等他们去了大学出了问题，然后说：“哎，你有没有去教会
？”You don't want to wait till they grow up, encountering life barriers, and then we ask them to go to church.
要从小要帮助他们建立这一个纪律。
We want to nurture this discipline at a young age.
我们孩子还小的时候。
When my children were young,
我们跟他们说，教会有些的活动，你可以因为学校的活动，你可以不参加。
We told them if there are conflicts from school activities, you may skip some of the church activities.
但是只要你住在家里面一天
，But as long as you stay at home,
星期天的敬拜是没有商讨的余地。
Sunday worship is a must go.
如果这是重要的话
If this is important,
那我们就要开始将星期六的生活做一些的调整了是不是
We have to adjust the life on Saturday.
晚上要早一点的休息
Rest early.
好叫第二天能够及时的起床能够准时到教会
Rise up on time for church hours.
第二个纪律是做教会的会友
Second discipline is the discipline of a membership.
当我们对这个荣耀的群体是这个荣耀群体的一部分的时候
When we are part of a glorious institution,
我们对它要有一种的委身
We would like to commit to the institution.
委身的表 I think the battery is gone, yeah.我再试试。好，委身的表现就是成为教会的会员。
And we can become a member to demonstrate our commitment.
委身的对象不是牧师，而是神。
We're not committed to the pastors, but committed to the God.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is God's household.
我对教会的委身。是反映我相信神在 这教会里和透过这个教会所做的工作。
I commit to the church because I believe what God can do through the church.
然后第三个纪律是金钱奉献的纪律。
The third discipline is the discipline of giving.
当我们对神的教会委身的时候 ，I'll try, yeah.
It's on and off. So we have a sporadic battery problem here.
Yeah,
so we're
that's
changing.
Okay.
So the third discipline is discipline of giving. So as we commit ourselves to God,
我们也会培养金钱奉献的纪律
we will have a discipline for financial giving.
不是等我先用了，看有多少钱剩下来，然后我奉献。
Not that I spend the money first. Whatever remains will be my donation.
这不是纪律。
This is not considered the discipline.
纪律乃是在每一个月的预算中。
Can continue.
拿一部分出来奉献给神。
So-called the discipline is you budget you budget the financial giving in your monthly budget.
那我们一定会问，那我要给多少呢？
Then we're wondering how much would be enough.
按照圣经的教导，
According to Bible's teaching,
从十分之一开始，
to give a 10% of what we have is a good starting point.
虽然我们的钱和支票是写给教会，
the money order and the checks are written to the church.
但关键是将钱奉献给这教会，好使神透过这个教会将他的国度在这里和其他的地方继续的扩展。
So the key is to allow church to utilize your financial giving to continue to do work for the kingdom of God.
这是神的钱。
This is the money is from God.
是神，属于神的。
It belongs to God.
教会是这个钱的管家。
And the church is the custody of them.
这是信徒对教会该有的责任。
So this is what the believers need to have. This is the responsibility of the believers.
我们不是因为教会有需要所以奉献。
So we're not giving to church because of the need.
我们奉献因为这是圣经的教导，也是神所喜悦的事。
We give because this is what God is pleased to see, and this is a teaching in the Bible.
当教会的信徒都这样奉献的话，教会就不会有经济的问题了。
If all the believers do so, there won't be any financial crisis.Or problems for the church.
再继续看的一个纪律。
The next discipline
是参与教会事工的纪律。
The discipline of participating in church's ministry.
在工商业管理界有一个叫做二十八十的规律。
There is a general observation among various organizations, including churches and industries.
It's called the 20-80 rule.
Rule of 20-80 rule.
20% 的人在做80%的工作。
So about 20% of people doing the 80% of the work.
教会往往也是一样。20% 的人在做80% 的事工。
So at the church, about the 20% of the people are doing the 80% of the work.
20% 的人在奉献预算里的80%的金钱。
So 20% of people are giving donations.About 80% of the budget.
当我对这个教会有委身的时候，
So when I commit to a church,
我也要参与这个教会的事工。
I want to participate in this ministry.
在教会的事工，你是一个足球员呢，你还是一个棒球员？
So in the area of church ministry, are you a baseball player or a soccer player?
一般来说，一个踢足球的是从头到尾都在那里奔跑和踢球。
So a soccer player constantly is moving and playing.
但是打棒球的呢，就是每一场大概出来几次而已。
So a baseball player will come out and play a few times whenever it's his turn.
那你呢？
So what about your role?
然后最后的一个纪律。
So the last discipline
是爱和代祷的纪律。
Love and prayer.
你来到这个教会不久之后，你就会看见它的优点和它的弱点。
You will soon discover church's weakness and the strength right after you come to our church.
我们时常说不需要一个天才来看见这和其他教会的问题。
It doesn't really take a genius to see the problem of this and the other churches.
重要的是你看见了这些的问题，
What's important is when you see the problems,
你仍然地爱他,
you still love,
你仍然地为他祷告,
you still continue to pray,
尽你所能地来帮助他的成长,
and you try your best to help her to get where she should be.
我总是记得第一个教会的一位姐老姐妹说,
I always remember my first sister from an old, my previous church.
那是我在我们这个教会问题多的是了。
We have tons of problems in our church.
因为我去那个教会的时候，他们已经是七十年了。
So when I went to that church had a history of 70 years.
十年的教会像小孩子一样，是不是？
So a church of 10 years is like a young kid.
如果你以为一个十岁的教会有问题，那你可以想想一个七十岁的教会问题怎么办？
A church of 70 years of history would have all sorts of problems as well.
但是他说我们这里问题很多。
So the sister, old sister said, we have tons of problems
here. 我什么也不能做。
I can do nothing about it.
我只能够为他祷告。
I can only pray.
我个人在牧会里最感激的事情。
I'm very grateful.
知道有弟兄姐妹默默无声的在那里为教会、为教会的牧师们祷告。
I'm so grateful that when I'm administering a church, I know there are many brothers and sisters. They are praying for us.
当你透过了祷告，很清楚的知道要和教会的牧师或者领导谈一些问题的时候
，When you are certain that it is God's will to share.Your prayers with the church leaders.
你要记得带着一个温柔的心来谈论。
Please do it with a gentle heart.
你为教会的爱和祷告。
Your love for a church and your prayer for a church.
是你能够给神和给教会的一个最好的一个礼物。
Is the greatest gift you can offer God.
在多年前，有一位神学院的老师指着某一个教会说。
So many years ago, there is a faculty member from a seminary. He commented on the church.
他说像这样的东方人的教会。
He said, "So here's a church of a packed with Asian Oriental people."
迟早是死路一条。
Will meet a dead end soon.
三十多年之后。
30 years later.
这个老师去世了。
So the faculty member has passed away.
这个教会仍然的健全。
The church continues to grow.
人数与建筑物都一直的在增加。
And the people and the buildings have multiplied.
在过去的2000年。
During the past 2000 years.
从教会的历史。
From the church history.
我们学到只要有一天教会在宣告讲解神的话，神的真理。
As long as our church continues to teach the truth of God,
神就在其中。
God will be with them.
一旦他停止传讲神的真理，
As soon as our church stops teaching the truth,
神就撤回他的同在。
God will withdraw from its presence.
教会也失去了他存在的价值。
Then the church will lose its value of existence.
当我们从人的角度来看教会，
So from a human being's perspective,
令人失望的事情 总是堆积如山。
There are tons of things that are disappointing.
也有不少的人就这样的离开了教会。
And a lot of people will leave.
再也不踏入一步。
They will never come back.
或者一间一间的去寻找那最好的没有问题的教会。
Or some people will continue to look for the best church, the most ideal church, one after another.
如有人说，当你找到一个最好的教会又加入之后，那教会就出现问题了。
And some people said once you find the best church and you join and you become a member, there will be problem in the church.
因为有人的地方就是会有问题的。
Because wherever there are people, there will be problem.
但是我们要学习从神的眼来看这个地上有形的教会。
But we need to learn to view the church from God's perspective.
这是他在地上的家。
This is God's household on the earth.
最令到我们惊讶的
the most surprising thing
是这一位全然在上又圣洁又全爱的神。
We have such a holy, pure, loving God.
居然选择住在我们这一群肮脏的罪人当中。
He even chose to dwell among us sinners.
与我们为友。
Befriend with us.
当然，当竟然他在我们的当中。
And he is even with us.
竟然在我们这个教会。
Even right here.
在过去的十年，他如何每一天都在我们的当中。
During the past 10 years, he is with us every day.
在今后的年日，他还是会继续的在我们当中。
And in the years to come, he will continue to be here with us.
我们就当要爱护这一个教会。
So we do need to love this church.
继续的宣告他的真理。
Continue to proclaim the truth.
继续的在爱神和爱这一个群体里的每一位。
Continue to love God and love each and every one of us in this congregation.
让我们一起的低头祷告。
Let us all pray.
天父，我们谢谢你将你的话赐给我们，再一次的提醒我们，在这一个教会里是你居住的地方。每一次我们来到这里，都是要与你相遇。又有你的天使、你的仆人、你的使者在当中，在服侍我们、帮助我们。在这里，我们也能够跟现在的信徒和过去的众圣徒的那一种的关系和联系。当我们来到这里，我们又能够经历到罪的赦免。我们求你帮助我们。每一次来的时候，让我们的心灵都能够得到滋润，也每一次来的时候，也求你都提醒我们，我们个人在这一个教会里我们的责任。我们爱这个教会，因为都是因为你先爱了我们。我们谢谢你，也求你继续的带领磐石教会在今后的日子，让这一个教会的教会和教会的弟兄姐妹继续的生活在你的心意当中，让成为这一个社区的光和盐，让人从这一个教会里能够更多的看见耶稣基督的荣耀和基督的美丽。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名求，阿门。